Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's mantra, piece by piece, I reach. You are connected to everything you need to instantly be filled with peace. To be in a state of piece by piece momentum. Imagine that, just reaching piece by piece. You can do it in a deep breath, in a shift of a thought, in a change of perspective, simply smiling in a smile, and in the simple act of giving a hug. Keep reaching and connecting with your day, piece by piece. No matter what your day or week encounters, use this powerful mantra, piece by piece I reach. It will sharpen your focus, and it will also invite inspiring presence and guidance to lead you to all your next best intentions. So this is a personal mantra that I have used recently, is stepping stronger into the presence of piece by piece, taking whatever comes my way and saying to myself, how can I reach for peace in this situation? How can I reach for peace in this decision? I want you to think about when you're reaching for peace by piece, that you can do it with your thoughts, but the thoughts are never ending. They will just keep pouring on. So we're constantly having to be reaching for that next thought that gives us peace. But beyond that activity of the mind, which can become endless, there is this place that we can reach for peace that's in the silence, the stillness, the breath. And there's also that step of reaching for peace with the next steps we're going to take, with the interactions we're going to take, with how we're going to speak to somebody, how we're going to interact with somebody, really setting those intentions clearly. Peace by peace, I reach. Now, reach is a power word. And I've went over this in another mantra where reach was in it, but reach is a power word. It takes something that isn't present and it pulls it in closer. So anytime we use the words reach within our statements, it pulls something in closer to us. And I've talked about how that the word reach is from this old ancient book on power words, is also what I use for my kids when we have something missing and we want to find it, whether it being an item. We can do this with a state of being as well. And what we do is say, I reach, reach, reach. We say it three times and we ask for it because it helps us discover that which feels missing. So even in this moment, if you feel like you need more peace, whether you already are in a state of peace or whether it does feel like it's missing, piece by piece, I reach. You can tell yourself that, is that no matter what we're confronted with, all we can do, the best we can do in anything, is just reach for peace, piece by piece. And it doesn't endorse anything that's happening that feels out of alignment with health and wholeness and fairness. However, what it does is it begins to always facilitate our connection to source and alignment, piece by piece I reach. So that is an instant state of transformation, of miraculous healing that we can give to ourselves. Simply in that mantra, living that mantra, piece by piece I reach. And so I found myself when I felt some doubt or I felt some chaos or some confusion, I would just say to myself, piece by piece I reach. And it would just make clear the next action, interaction, and also more of a tranquil ease state of mind, ease and grace. So wishing you a fabulous week, piece by piece. I want you to reach for that place that takes you to your next best intentions, the place that fills you with the best intentions as you build that momentum piece by piece. Oprah says, "I believe the soul is what is connected to the soul of all things." And I believe that is how we can connect to our peace. Peace by peace I reach. And may your miraculous impact continue to unfold. Namaste, my beautiful ones. Namaste.